over there. What's that?
A Woogle?
Yeah.
Teachers will bring their classrooms out.
Come on, guys.
What do you think?
I like apples.
Tiny suns reflect on the glowing fruits. Their gravity pulls the children closer. That space between child and fruit, this chance to orbit, it's all carefully created. In a parking lot on a city block in Troy, New York, there's a very special, different kind of farmer's market. In the market, a huge variety of players come together for these kids. The Media Sanctuary's Uptown Summer Youth Team went to visit last summer.
It's called the Farm to Preschool Program.
That's Mary Haley. She manages the Lansingburg Family Resource Center.
To get the kids really involved in eating healthier and wanting to make better choices.
Yeah, because he's a three-year-old, so it's hard to get vegetables in them, so.
Families are the first link between these kids and the fresh food.
We are at the Lansingburg Family Resource Center.
Don't have to go to the store. It's right here.
Cabbage, onions.
The local farm, the Denison Farm, comes every Wednesday from 1:30 to 4:30, and they set up the local produce for that particular week.
My name is Capers. I'm here for Denison Farm.
Hi, I'm Justine Denison.
And we are like the farmer who sets up at the Lansingburg Farmers Market for this farm to preschool program.
Today, a great variety from Denison Farms. She's got potatoes, cucumbers, kale, peppers, onions, cabbage. Zucchini.
Things like this are just so important for every child, but in particular for our Head Start kids. These kids, 75% of our kids are under huge amounts of stress, and they have to endure situations that they haven't asked to be in, but have to endure because it's family to them. To give them just a different outlook.
To make sure that people who really will appreciate and need this food get it.
It's almost like we want the kids to get their families engaged in wanting them to eat better. Then they are given $2 in food vouchers for the children and $2 per family.
$2 a week, right?
And they bring their parents and exchange conversation and their excitement.
I want to buy potatoes.
It allows me to get the fresh produce and go home and cook a nice healthy meal for my son.
It takes the whole family.
This family involves more than just parents and kids, but the larger community.
We work with the Child Care Coordinating Council of Albany.
Capital District Child Care Council.
My name is Darlene Newell. I'm the Community Health Director at the Child Care Council. Farm to Preschool is a national program, and there are many states that are doing it. It's funded through the USDA, and then it comes down through SNAP Education, through the New York State Department of Health. And I developed the Farm to Preschool program for New York State. And so we started 3 years ago, and anyone from the community, ages 2 to 12, coming with a caregiver, parent, we give them a Sprout Scout coupon as well.
And we'll have tastings.
You want to try one? We've got some melons over here, some cantaloupe.
It tastes juicy.
They end up with 14 or 15 different recipes by the end of the season. Of course, some of the favorites are strawberry shortcake, chili, smoothies.
We've had the grill going, and we've grilled eggplants.
She's a cook. She's a chef. She cooks in the kitchen.
I do.
I want some lettuce and tomatoes, make a salad.
Well, I'm Monica Raffray-Richter. I'm a biology professor, and my area of study is food choice.
I spoke with Monica at Skidmore College.
Food choices, what are the ecological impacts of those food choices? Pairing people with the food is something I really love, and there are various ways to cultivate it, kinds of vouchers people can use to get food.
The whole community, the kids and their families, the teachers and neighbors and farmers, it's all part of something larger.
The whole agricultural vision.
Biting into a melon
is good.
Is biting into the sun and the rain, tasting the soil that nourished the plant.
You don't necessarily think of this really intimate connection you have with an ecosystem when you eat the food that comes from it. Choices both for our own health and also for the impacts that it has on the systems from which we eat.
Food choice is about finding your place in that ecosystem, choosing to support local farms instead of industrial-scale agriculture, and everyone deserves the right to make that choice.
To affect political change, you really do have to work at the other end. I'm very much more comfortable with that one-on-one, bottom-up work with the farmer thing, but we need to change the system too, and that has to come from the other direction.
What we do find, we hear from parents regularly, is there is a stigma that is associated with the larger markets, and I've experienced it myself, judgment from the larger community and some of the really big farmers markets that are higher end. I mean, we've had parents tell us that, you know, they would love to go to the Troy Waterfront Market, but traveling there with three kids is nearly impossible. Reduce those barriers to accessing fruits and vegetables. Setting up this more comfortable environment for families to explore food.
I never eat potato.
Not potato.
Red skin. They're relatively easy to grow, potatoes.
A little bit of dirt or like even a barrel and straw. Okay. You just have to keep like piling stuff up around the plant as it grows. And then it'll put out little potatoes.
You have to dig into the ground, though. Uncover them, right?
Dig them up.
This is so nice to have this around the corner. It really is.
So all of these things come together. The fruit, the family, the community, the ecosystem they share, for these children to make this choice.
What has happened here is that the community has found us. And that is just brilliant.
To find out more about the Farm to Preschool program, visit cdcccc.org. Produced by Julia Kavicki at the Sanctuary for Independent Media.